going.
The clutch, the thrust, your cock, my bust. Ooh, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Ooh, gimme, gimme, gimme your lust. The throttle, the glide, you want to slip and slide. Ooh, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And side, real high, you ride my lust.
That was supposed to be Swedish. I hope that sounded okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, December 2nd, 2012, and you are now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I am your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting to you live from the wintry beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. Now, being that it is the second of the month and not the first, please excuse the song, and let's not even say we did, but I'm going to go ahead and play First of the Month by Bone Thugs and Harmony, and then I will be right back with you.
Gonna start grabbing up a load, sell a road to the bag, count on my profit and add it to the stash.
Gotta watch my back, do you lay your head? Be out to rob me, fools, but never know something, no loss is done. Been keeping these brothers up off me. See, could have sold the whole block, spent a couple of bills, thug, but I fell out here on the first.
Waking up, feeling buzz up early in the morning. Stepping them down, that lightweight bitch. Chugga like I take a piss to the dome. Tonight I got kick with my crew. With a chance to press, I'm getting me hustle on. Hop on the phone, calling a friend to phone. Wanna know, did your OG check come?
You put me down.
I'm on the bus with
business. You must get drunk.
And I'm coming with a punch of that funk from up. Here I come, he put me down. Oh God, how I love when it first come around. Now I'm a drinking me black as mine. On a two time. The first get celebrated. Rushing to the block cause I wanna get faded. Looking on hard cause I'm needing me head braided. We heavy up into this game. Just call me that phone. Now I hang them records from the east to the west coast. Making that money all across the world, man. I ain't gonna want that clear truth. And I know the record late tonight. But they gotta make it live, so I ask the Lord to keep my homeboys alive. We'll be coming up on ears, all about making more. Wanna first get a tip, but don't flip. Getting live with the bumpers for where the hustlers in the graveyard shift. On the first.
That was Bone Thugs and Harmony with the song First of the Month. Next up, I'm going to play I Live a Dream by Mr. Friezo, and then I'll be right back with you with some news, views, and sexy erotica. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And bonus points if you speak Swedish and if you can tell me if I said it correctly at the top of the hour and what it is I said. Yeah. But here you go. Check out this next song, I Live a Dream by Mr. Friezo.
Are just drunk in pictures. I argue that assumption, cause I know how I function. Motivation like sex, aggressive when I'm top of something. And I feel sorry for you if you ain't striving for something. Cause a rich man without a dream is a man with nothing. You ain't gotta agree, this opinion is me. But like the best things in the world, dreaming is free. Can't argue with that, so love it or just leave it be. I never let it go so easily, only one place for me to
I
be.
Live a dream. I live a dream, I live a dream, I live a
I dream of that, y'all. Headlining a show in New York and eating real good, more than I could fit on my fork. Bank account never short, denim jeans never faded. And every time they release something new, I'm getting upgraded. Without the waiting in line, that's why I'm wasting no time. I don't write rap, I write dreams and make that shit rhyme. Ain't even trying to get signed, the record industry's whack. I grew up with a contractor, that's how I keep it on track. So what, I'm breaking my back and moving at a slow pace. I'd rather do that, I get antsy with nothing to chase. You see this hope on my face. Living this dream, I hope I never come back.
I live a dream, I live a dream, I live a dream,
and I don't wanna wake up.
I live a dream, I live a dream, I live a dream,
wishing me that girl didn't wake up.
I live a dream, I live a dream, I live a dream,
there's no reality here.
I live a dream, I live a dream, I live a dream.
I see myself running around in a cage, find my way when I'm lost. And in my dreams, I shoot every fake MC I come across. I sit in a big leather chair, my own desk, my own boss, and give away inspiration, completely free at no cost to those that need it. And I done seen so many crazy things, you wouldn't believe it. Reality is way overrated, I'm glad to leave it. These 6 hours a night are precious to me, yeah, I need it. Makes the air feel fresher when I breathe it. So I'm telling my pops, I'm happy trapped in this box. I get one of them real jobs, probably never, no stops. Left my albums in pop, and in my dream, that's the plan. Then I go get Jessica Ryan back as quick as I can. Let the world hear my tune, let them learn to create. Cause this year is not an excuse, it's just a perfect escape. A getaway road you can take, no speed limit, no turn. So hit the gas and spin the rubber and just let that shit burn.
I live a dream, I live a dream, I live a dream.
And I don't wanna wake up.
I live a dream, I live a dream, I live a dream.
Wishing me that girl didn't wake up.
I live a dream, I live a dream, I live a dream.
We should film the bit. Let's film it.
So, sir, customer, sir, I am here to give you what we give every passenger on Hello Kitty Airlines, your own personal vibrator, in the event of an emergency.
Well, how does that work?
Well, first, you're in the aisle seat, the emergency exit row, so would you be willing to assist with calming the passengers in the event of a crisis?
Sure, I think.
Okay, so basically,
are you the
familiarize.
Passenger?
I'm the flight attendant. Yeah. So, familiarize yourself with this here. It's called a Hello Kitty vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're going to do, in the event of distress, emotional or otherwise, you will assist passengers by delivering this to their hand that they may use to calm themselves.
Well, can you show me, like, I give it to you and...
Sure, I can do a demonstration.
Okay.
Definitely,
so,
sir.
So it's a time of stress right now?
Time of distress. You hand
okay.
it over.
So it's like, ooh, I'm in distress.
Yes.
Okay. Ooh,
and you
ooh.
Must be giving it to me.
Right.
Though.
Because you're the passenger.
Okay, yes, yes.
Okay.
I am in distress.
Oh, here.
Help me, sir.
Have this Hello Kitty thing. It will help you.
How will it help me?
I think what you do is you use it to comfort yourself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like
that. And I think you turn it on.
Yeah.
Does it vibrate?
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Well, in the event that it does not work, yes, one can still receive calming.
Right,
really,
so I think,
but you'd have to advise them to do it here.
I think right there, that's where you do it. And I think you move it around a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
There?
Well, yeah, there.
Or direct pressure.
Direct pressure.
Yes, that's good.
There you go. In there.
Okay.
Yeah, we really should get some batteries to make sure it really works.
You really should, but for demonstration purposes, I think we'll be okay.
Are you sure?
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Oh, sure. Well, thank you.
You may continue to sit in the emergency aisle.
Yeah, I
want to.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was Hello Kitty Airlines, a short, erotic, candid piece shot, oh, wow, I don't even know how many months ago, at some point this year, perhaps in February or so. And just before that, you heard I Live a Dream by Mr. Friezo, and there were a bit of technical difficulties on my end. I'm not sure how everybody's doing out there, but there's some kind of butterfly effect on the airwaves as far as I'm concerned. But yes, I'm going to play a bit more music, but I want to go over a couple different news stories. I don't know whether I should start in, jump right in, or wait till later. I don't know. I'll save maybe the heaviest one for last. But I know, let's see. Yes, I'm getting to it. 1 second. Oh, where was it? Okay, yes. One thing that was really cool that I read online, where was it? I believe Reuters or New York Times. I'll make sure which one it was. But it was about two female lieutenants. One coming in at 5'6", the other 5'4" in height, who are both West Point graduates, and they took the SAPR leader training course for combat engineers at Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri, and they passed. And basically what that training course entails is like 28 grueling days of physical torture with very little sleep and very little food. One of the women was not able to complete one of her courses initially, or one of her rounds initially, but she went straight on through and restarted like right back over again. So she did 56 days straight of physical torture with very little sleep and very little food. But they both made it through, and yeah, I think that's a great first start. Presently, women are permitted to fly fighter jets and attack helicopters in combat missions, but direct ground combat is verboten. So no, yeah, but just want to say congratulations to Audrey Moten and Carly Turnridge. Yay! And second was, I saw this on Huffington Post for sure, and this was about Harvard University, which has joined a small but growing roster of U.S. universities that have approved official student organizations devoted to alternative sex or kinky sex. The 30-member group on the campus of Harvard University may now officially meet on campus. They may be unveiled and discuss issues related to bondage and discipline, domination and submission, and sadism and masochism, all these types of alternative lifestyles. Aside from them, the University of Minnesota has Kinky U, which meets weekly. Tufts in Massachusetts has Tufts Kink, And the oldest university that has a BDSM group is thought to be none other than Columbia University, which has Conversio Virium, which in Latin means conversion of forces. And they meet on campus every Monday night at 9 p.m. So, yes. Oh, and there's also, for you Chicagoans out there, risk-aware consensual kink, better known as REC, at the University of Chicago. So hello, my fur-flying friends. How are you? Glad to hear you're expanding and broadening your horizons and verizons and what have you. Yes. Let's see. I'll go ahead and play a song called Back Off by Tabby Notes, and then I will be right back with you. That was Back Off by Tabby Notes. Yeah. Oh, wow. I think Puppy liked that song a bit. I don't know if you can hear him growling out there. But yes. Okay, for the next song, I'm going to do... I'm going to do Un Femme by K. Morrow.
Yes. Puppet, come on. Hey, Martinez, you ready, girl?
Come on. Let's do this, gangsta.
Donne-moi ton cœur, baby, ton corps, baby. Donne-moi ton monde.
She has just sent me a lovely banner that she has been promoting en masse at large. Yeah, like all over Facebook, all these different places. And I'm so excited. So cool. So thank you very much, Jess, out there. Thank you, thank you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Yeah, so let's see. For anybody who has been following me on Twitter and may have checked in a little bit, I've been mentioning about my computer. I might be up for, like, a new one. I'm looking around. I had some discussions, some very, very informative discussions about getting yet another computer. And I probably have four already right now, but, hey, what can you do? But, yes, I've never owned, like, an Apple or Mac product, unless you count iTunes, and not because I don't, like, I'm not an anti-Apple person, I just don't have one, and I just never found a need to, but right now, it's quite possible that I may be treating my own self with a gift of an Apple for Christmas. But if anybody is, like, a diehard fan and wants to further convert me, like, let me know. I'm always going to keep my backup computers, but yeah, like, it's sad because I spent quite a bit of time lately recording a couple audiobooks and things like that, like Alice in Wonderland, I plan to do Art of War, La 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 La, A through Z, and, like, just smack dab in the middle of it, my computer just got all crazy, it's loco. But anyways, let me know if you want to lean me one way or the other. But in any event, I will play another song for you, and then there will be more news, perhaps some live erotica, and you're very welcome to call in at any time that strikes your fancy. But I will play Tarnished Halo by Mongrel for my very next song. There you go. Thank you.
Yes, I'm talking to you. What the fuck are you looking at? Huh? I know you want this. Too bad. You're still fucking here? You don't listen very well. I think you're gonna require a lot of spanking, fucking asshole. Listen up, buddy. I need to listen to me closely. You know what I want you to do right now? Kiss my ass, fucking bitch. Thank you.
And fishnet stockings is sexy.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do I.
Do you?
Absolutely. I think.
And what do you smoke?
Cigarettes.
What brand?
Oh, Marlboro.
Ding, 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 ding. That's so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, we're two peas in a pod, because so do I.
We should smoke together forever.
Mmm. Very forward of you, mister. You called me in. What did you want to see me about, other than this forever business?
Well, I love the dress. I think it's very pretty. But I see those stockings that you're wearing, and I just kind of wonder how high up they go.
Oh, to the heavens. To the Valley of Eden.
Wow. I've never been there. They tell me it's nice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're missing out, buddy.
Maybe you can show me what the heavens look like.
Maybe. Maybe.
Please?
Please? You don't sound convincing enough.
Okay.
I need to hear the real
okay.
Begging and pleading, mister.
Do you want to see a grown man cry?
Again?
Ouch.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, here it goes.
Let me know.
Please. Please take off the dress. I'm begging you.
No bueno. Not good at all.
Take off the goddamn dress.
Try harder.
Okay. Do it for the people. For the people that are watching. Because
first, for them to see it, you got to be convincing enough. You got to make me want to do it. I'm not convinced right now. I'm waiting.
If I had $1 million, I'd go put it in the bank, come back and tell you, hey, I got $1 million in the bank. Now, can I see your stockings?
What's that got to do with me? Are
you nothing.
In my bank account?
I'm just happy because I have
how much of that is going in my bank account?
I'll give you half.
And you'll sign to that?
Mm-hmm. But first.
You're on. No more. Let's start. Quite the flight. Cabin room, definitely. I thought you were going to get me in first class, buddy. What happened? Okay, well, I guess it's me and you. I have all my things. I'm not missing anything. Oh, what? Oh. Oh. No, I think I'm good. Oh, my. My. Hello, sir.
Well, hello, young lady. Where did you come from?
Oh. Just a long, long flight.
I'm a little tired, but I'm here. I made it.
First class.
First class, indeed. For most of the flight, I ended up getting booted out, being a bit naughty. But I guess we can go forward with our negotiation.
Okay. Did you bring the stockings? I see you're wearing them, actually.
Yes, sir.
That's more than that bargain.
Really? Oh, well, they go on forever. And ever. And ever.
They look very nice.
So, where are we heading?
To heaven.
Oh, I'm taking you there. Is that it?
I'm counting on it.
Count me in. All I need is the briefcase.
Okay. Half a million like we talked about.
Awesome. Well, let's get started, shall we? You ready? I am. Oh, yeah, baby.
Que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent, entendent aimer leur corps qui brille.
song VIP by K Morrow. I love that song. It's so sexy. Yes. Breaking news, everyone. In case you haven't already seen it, you really ought to go and check out my latest dance clip on my website, livinggrind.com, or to livinggrindinla.com. If you have not seen it yet, you will find a very lovely treat indeed. I'm wearing a sexy, furry, awesome black coat, but not for very long, and there's very little underneath. And I'm dancing to Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith. And why did I do that? I did that because Aerosmith is coming to my town, to Los Angeles. They will be doing a show, or more than one, but they are doing the Air Force One tour, Aero Force One tour, excuse me, starting tomorrow. So, yes, I was very excited to hear about that, and I felt like giving it up, doing a little tribute. But, yes, you can see that there. And I actually shot that last night, Saturday, December 1st, and I shot more than one clip. I did a clip to, let's see, Sublime. Which song was it? I'm forgetting right now. But to Sublime and to Lil Wayne, Lollipop, one of the remix versions. Very, very sexy. I'll release those in due time. But yes, feel free to check that out. For those of you who are in Los Angeles, the LA Auto Show is still going on downtown in downtown Los Angeles. And I guess you can get, like, discount admission if you sign up online and print out your ticket. They won't accept signing up by your cell phone and showing it in person. You got to bring the actual paper. So, yes, be wasteful and print it, and you'll get, like, $2 off. But there's supposed to be tons of different cars and all these things. There's a really cute story I saw, well, it was a couple days ago, and I thought I wanted to share it to spread a little cheer. There is a puppy room at Dalhousie. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly. This is a university in Canada, and they have they bring in dogs for stress therapy during final exams, the week of final exams and things like that. So you can go to this little room and, like, cheer your heart right on up with lovely, adorable, awesome spiritual beings that are called puppies. So I think they should do that everywhere. Like, why not? I think it's awesome. They provide cheer, and we provide a room for it. That sounds like a fair deal. What do you think? I don't know. Anyways, the call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Let's see. Let me play a song here for you real quick, and I believe I will do a live reading of a compelling, inspiring, just badass poem. I think I'll do that after one or two songs here. But in the meanwhile, please check out this next song. It's called it's called Promise by Voodoo Head, and then I'll be probably right back with you, most likely. Yes, sit tight. Here you go.
Thousand times, and so on it did.
Did you hear about the rose that grew from a crack in the concrete? Proving nature's lies wrong, it learned to walk without having feet. Funny it seems, but by keeping its dreams, it learned to breathe fresh air. Long live the rose that grew from concrete when no one else ever cared. And that was the poem, The Rose That Grew From the Concrete, by none other than Tupac Shakur. And to close out the evening, I just would like to say rest in peace to Cassandra Perkins, who moved to Kansas City from Dallas, Texas, and planned to become a school teacher. She gave birth to a baby girl in September, and her memory, Cassandra's memory, will live on by a rose, by no other than that of Zoe Michelle Belcher, her daughter, who was born on September 11th, 2012. I hope you all have a very good night and sweet dreams, and I will see you next week. Good night. Sexy Naked Girls Radio listeners, have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.